The accounting firm Arthur Andersen says it's ready to fight charges that it broke the law when it shredded documents related to the Enron case. Yesterday, a federal grand jury indicted the company for obstruction of justice. It's the first criminal charge in the Justice Department's investigation into the financial collapse of the Enron Corporation. Andersen says the government's case doesn't have any merit. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
The one-count indictment is a searing litany of allegations against Andersen. The indictment charges Andersen as an entity, but alleges that the blame lays with the individuals in the company. It says that Andersen's partners urged employees to destroy Enron-related documents after federal regulators had opened an investigation, says Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson.
The indictment further explains that, at the time, Andersen knew full well that these documents were relevant to the inquiries into Enron's collapse. The indictment alleges that Andersen partners and others personally directed these efforts to destroy evidence.
Thompson says dozens of large trunks were used to move the documents to Andersen's firm in Houston, according to allegations in the indictment.
It alleges that at the firm's direction, Andersen personnel engaged in the wholesale destruction of tons of paperwork and attempted to purge huge volumes of electronic data or information.
The Justice Department announced the indictment after Andersen let a deadline pass to plead guilty. Instead, the accounting firm issued a harsh letter to the department, accusing it of abusing its power and saying that its evidence was flimsy.
It really is an indictment in search for a crime.
Rusty Hardin is a local counsel for Andersen in Houston. He says he was disappointed that the government chose to attack Andersen and its employees without having stronger evidence.
If you look at that indictment, who did what? There are no names. No one knows. And the reason for that is, when everything is said and done, there are no individuals they can prove had any criminal intent at all. Luckily, an indictment is nothing more than an allegation. In this case, an allegation that was presented based on nothing more than the government's version of what happened.
Still, Hardin says the indictment has the potential to seriously jeopardize the future of Andersen and the 2,300 companies it audits. If Andersen is found guilty, it would be barred from doing business before the Securities and Exchange Commission. Yesterday, the SEC hurried to reassure investors that there wouldn't be a major disruption from the indictment. Chairman Harvey Pitt said Andersen told the commission it will continue to audit financial statements in accordance with auditing standards for those clients who want to continue using the accounting firm. Pitt says the SEC is also taking an unprecedented step by allowing companies who don't want to stay with Andersen to be given time to find another auditor.
We've also recognized that there may be some clients who choose not to go forward with Andersen. And for those clients, we have provided the adoption of immediate relief. They will be able to file unaudited financials with their filings and get a 60-day extension.
Andersen lawyers say they are pushing for a speedy trial. The maximum penalty for obstruction of justice is 5 years probation and a $500,000 fine. But it's not certain Andersen will survive long enough to battle it out in court. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.